What's up, fools? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Full Fiction. This week, we got the D23 announcements, we got House of Dragons, She-Hulk, and that weird Lord of the Rings show. Let's get into it.
Bienvenidos, welcome back to another episode of Full Fiction.
What's happening, y'all? And guess what? We got a little surprise for you today. Surprise guest, Roberto. He's back. If y'all remember, what was our Christmas episode or something like that?
Christmas. Did we find him in a cave middle of Afghanistan? We had to send a unit out there to retrieve him from whatever orc was keeping him captive.
And we still don't know if it's him because he looked different.
You think he's a Skrull?
All right. Look at that face, bro. Okay, Rob, you gotta at least tell people we're not bullshitting and say something.
Oh, hey everyone. I'm actually here. It's been a while. They did find me in a cave, but it's not by an orc. It was just, you know, it's fucking Steve. That's all.
He was fucking Steve. You heard that first.
Dang, Rob. You're putting our story out there like that. Do you hear that voice, though? Hi, my name is Rob. Fucking beautiful voice, Rob.
I know. Yeah, I'm a once-a-year guest appearance, so this is going to be my appearance for the year. You guys see me again in 2023. It's all good.
And that's us. And that goes for us, too. We'll see him again next year.
I don't know why you're laughing.
It's not just you guys. It's us, too.
Yeah. We haven't heard from him since Christmas.
Since he was captured by the orcs.
A.K.A. Steve.
Damn, I'm the orc. Fuck.
Also, remember, follow our Instagram, full.fiction, and our Twitter, full_fiction, TikTok. I swear to God, I'm going to do one of these fucking TikToks, full_fiction. Like, download, subscribe. Everybody do a comment. Appreciate it when that happens. Dude, all been positive comments so far. Look at us.
That's right. Ask everybody. Let's ask Rob if he's commented. Rob, have you commented on the podcast?
No comment.
Have you downloaded the podcast?
No. No comment.
And that was Rob's appearance for this episode. Yeah, we'll see you again next year, Rob. Thank you for coming.
Who needs friends? Who needs enemies, bro? Friends like this. Who needs
fucking
enemies?
Fucking Roberto.
Hey, you know what? I do my best.
Why don't you support a small business?
I am supporting you guys. I am here right now. All right,
sponsor us for $100. That'd be great.
My guest appearance is the
sponsorship. And then don't forget about our Hakai Cultural.
Yeah. 10% off. A full 69299.
Yeah, dude. Pretty badass shorts.
What?
And hoodies. Yeah.
Hoodies too.
Damn, I ain't getting on this.
If you're trying to pick up like Hoochie Mamas, they're like five inch
seam shorts. Yeah.
All thigh. It's all thigh.
All thighs? All thighs. I'm sold. Okay.
He's got a tan beforehand.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, let's hop into some shit. We're going to skip the news section because you know why, fool?
No news?
Well, D23 dropped, bro. That's literally all the news.
That's pretty much all the news, yeah.
D23, first things first. Did you watch the Percy Jackson trailer because you were the resident?
I did. It looks all right. I mean, it was a teaser, so it wasn't too much into it. There was really not a lot. We got to see the Percy and the actor that is going to play him. He's really young, which I kind of like because the storyline starts off when he's 11 and it builds up to when he's 16. So I feel like Disney's going full in with this. But I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a good show. I was a little disappointed, though. I feel like I had envisioned Percy a different way than the actor that they
put out there?
That they casted, yeah. But I really don't think, you know, it's my opinion. And I am very biased. I feel like it rarely happens when they cast, like, an actor, you know, perfectly to what the storyline is.
The kid reminds me of that kid from the that Ryan Reynolds movie that came out on Netflix, like, Time Traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah, he reminds me of him a little bit. That's where I got that from. I do know that, like, I saw the trailer myself. I know the internet was blowing up because I guess the narration was like straight from the books, and people are like flipping out. They're saying, "Oh, they're getting like an actual, authentic show, unlike the movies how they were. It's gonna be like true to like the source material, and whatnot."
So well, they should up. Do the fucking movie suck, bro. The movies were so far off base. Bad. It's like I don't understand when you have a book to go based off and then you fucking decide to go off script.
That happens so many times.
You fail an open note test?
Yeah, dude, it's like they gave you the fucking story with every fucking issue and climax and, you know, happy ending, whatever. They gave it to you. And you decided to say, no, fuck that. Let me go. Bro, and then the casting of those movies, way the fuck off. Just Annabeth was blonde, by the way.
Oh, yeah, with that one actress? Oh.
Well, that was Steve's interpretation of the Percy Jackson teaser. And then another trailer that dropped is Werewolf by Night. Which, we haven't got a lot of information on it, but it looks pretty dope. I can't wait to for that shit to pop out. And there's a bunch of, like, hidden Mickeys that were in there. Rob, what was the hidden Mickey you saw?
Hidden Mickeys?
Well, not real hidden Mickeys.
Oh, like, you mean, like, the man thing?
Yeah, man thing.
Yeah, I saw, like, a screenshot. Someone took, like, a screen cap of it. Sorry, someone took, like, a screenshot of, like, man thing, and it looks pretty sick.
Yeah, dude, though. There were a few things in there. It was dope. So yeah. I can't wait to see. It's coming out around fucking Halloween, I think.
Yeah, it's coming out this year. Yeah, it's coming out this year. And it looks sick. It's supposed to be like an hour long, I think. It's just like a little special.
So that shit look dope, because they can put anything. I'm like, I hope they bring in like a... What's his fucking face?
Moon Knight?
Moon Knight, yeah. Moon Knight, that'd be dope.
Ooh, Moon Knight was good too.
Cause no, like, I feel like Moon Knight would take away though from this.
I'm trying to get any dub I can, bro.
Nah, dude, like, look, She-Hulk, and I know we're kind of skipping forward to the episode, but She-Hulk has not been there for me because of all the guest appearances. It's like, it's her show. Let it be about her. I don't want to see fucking Wong in there that many times. Like,
Wongers?
One's enough, yeah. Because at this point, you're pissing me off with Wongers. Like, makes no fucking sense. But yeah, Werewolf by Night, I'm really excited here to see it, especially if it's a Halloween thing. I feel like we need a dark
Disney. Yeah, they have Halloween. A Christmas one coming out with the Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, yeah, they got a Christmas special.
Hey, anything that's pro Halloween, I'm always down for. Yeah. So.
And then fucking, and by the way, it's not on our D23, but Hocus Pocus comes out in 2 weeks, y'all. So make sure you have that on your
second
calendar.
One?
Hocus Pocus 2.
Yep.
Trailer
September
dropped
30th. Yeah. She looks pretty crazy.
Is it dropping on Disney Plus?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm watching that for sure.
And then the Thunderbolts announcement, dude.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, bro. I that can't be the whole fucking team.
It's not.
They have to have more members.
It's going to be like, what, a core, like 4 or 5, and then they're going to expand. They have to.
Sebastian Stan kind of spilled the beans. He said he's going to lead the group. And I was like, you motherfucker switched up on us, dog. No one noticed that he's no longer on the squad. He switched sides.
Is Thunderbolts a good team?
Nah, they're
team?
Like anti-heroes.
They're anti-heroes?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, they still do good deeds, just not like your typical...
It's like the Suicide Squad, right? Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. There's some dicks, though. Like, did you see who's in it? Who's on the poster?
I saw the poster. It's like, I remember someone making a comment on it saying it's like the five same... It's like six people and like four around the same powers.
Taskmaster, U.S. Agent, the Winter Soldier, Yelena Belova... Her dad, Red Guardian, Ghost, and then Val. All those fuckers do the same thing except Ghost.
They all do the same thing. And U.S. Agent sucks, bro.
No.
I don't like him.
I like him a lot.
I don't like him.
He decapitated somebody with the
That was pretty
shield.
Crazy.
That was pretty cool, too. I won't lie.
Like, if you're all about decapitation, I mean. In front of a live crowd, dude.
With Cap's shield, too, bro. He tainted his shield with that bullet.
That is the American standard of freedom right there.
In a foreign land, foreign soil.
Get in line or be decapitated.
Dude, it's like, what is it? Black Friday right there.
Yep. Facts.
So, yeah, dude, that can't be it. They got to have Red Hulk on the team. Fucking someone with
additional
powers.
I mean, how do you get Red Hulk
powers?
With,
dude,
what's
fucking
Abomination. Yeah, Abomination got to be on the squad.
Oh, yeah, huh?
I'll be on the squad.
Dude.
I'll be the Red Hulk.
I don't know. Abomination. Abomination hasn't really been doing
it
for me.
I'll be the Hulk, dude. I don't give a what color. Gray
Hulk, like the OG Hulk.
OG
Gray Hulk.
And then we got a
little... I just want Bruce Banner Hulk back to being this ruthless and just like destroying everything. None of this smart Hulk nonsense.
Really, the smartest person in the room doesn't like smart Hulk.
I liked it for like the one movie, but now they've just been like milking it. I'm like, all right, I'm over it. I just want him to like smash.
It did piss me off when he couldn't, you know, when She-Hulk ran him over with the Jeep. And like, I'm like, dude, you've like killed aliens with one punch. You can't fucking stop a Jeep, like.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid. I thought so too.
I was like, no, my misway.
Dude, he hasn't smashed anything since Avengers like, 1, bro.
Dude, he hasn't smashed anything since fucking
Avengers
Wanda
2.
Left.
Avengers 2, he smashed things.
Not Wanda. Well. Who is it?
Black Widow.
Black Widow left for sure.
His girl. Huh?
My boy's been on a dry run. That's why he's so like that.
Well, you think he'd be more angry?
Maybe he's getting some on the side? I don't know, because you're
I
right.
I doubt it.
And then what, Secret Invasions came
that
out?
That was the big motherfucker that dropped, bro.
Dude, it doesn't look like a superhero movie. It reminds me of like a Jason Bourne type of shit.
Yeah, it looks
pretty
cool.
Dude, it looked crazy. Yeah, dude, the trailer was... I highly advise everyone
dude,
to watch
I feel
the
like
trailer.
We should go into that movie theater with like a bottle of tequila and
show.
Take a shot.
It's a show,
it's
bro.
A show?
It's a show.
Oh, that's right, it's a show.
It's a show.
Dude, you know what's funny? My wife told me about that, and I still fucking think it's a movie. But we should go. We should watch that show.
He's like, no, you gotta be wrong.
You gotta be wrong. Damn, she's gonna hear this episode, pause it, call me over, and be like, I told you, pendejo. I'm like, I know, babe, I'm sorry. Anyways, you should watch this show with a bottle of tequila and take a shot at everything every time you see a scroll out there. Because it's going to be...
Like, dude, it's crazy because that one...
It's going to be a game, dude. Scroll or not.
Like, dude, that one shot, there's about 20 scrolls and they all turned around and turned into the same dude. I was like, fuck.
Dude, so no Secret Invasions was probably one of my best or favorite comic books because it's like, you cannot trust anybody.
I made that fool read it.
You cannot trust anybody.
It was weird because I thought people were saying it should have been a movie because it's like a crazy
It should have been a movie.
It should have been like a part one, part two movie.
Yeah.
No, like this could have been... You know what? It's because they're going with Kang. So they feel like... But they're still trying to do this. Mm. So they're like, oh, how can we do this and still do that? It being a show, I'm not mad about because I...
We're going to get like, what, 8 hours of mid-content probably?
Yeah, probably.
Both. Do you guys think it's going to be like a show where like it's all housed under the season, or it's going to lead to either season two or a movie?
It's going
to
lead into a movie. Is going to play into the bigger scope, dude. The Skrulls have been here since Captain Marvel, so they're introduced already, right?
Yeah,
we've seen them in Spider-Man as Nick Fury being a Skrull, right?
That was so wild.
That leads us to believe, has that Skrull been Nick Fury the whole time?
Okay, I mean, if that's the case, then they have to, like, the main characters we've seen over the last decade, they have to turn something into Skrulls in.
Oh, yeah. They have to, and see, right? And that's
and then, yeah, the Skrulls take their powers, too. Like, they embody their powers.
Like, when they become that person, they get that. And see, this leads into a crazy-ass, like, conspiracy type of shit where you're like, who the fuck is a Skrull and who the fuck isn't?
Is this one we said, like, on one of our top things to watch through this year? We said that shit in the beginning of the year.
So,
Rob? Remember?
When is it dropping again?
And why you gotta ask those hard questions?
That's hard, dude. I don't do dates.
We just got news.
I just want to know when it's dropping because I don't get too excited too early because then I'm gonna burn out.
From first episode is 2023.
It doesn't get excited too early.
Yeah. I don't want to burn out, you know. Premature, you know.
You're in it for the long run.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, it's not coming out to 2023.
Okay.
Wait, no, 2023.
Regardless of the fact. I feel like
it's gonna be the titties.
It's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be good. And they're bringing back like the OG, like Nick Fury, like yeah.
Dude, I'm actually happy to see Nick Fury because in the comic books, Nick Fury was a fucking badass. He was still human, but he had powers.
He got his hands dirty more often. Yeah,
and he was like
not really powers, but he got his hands dirty.
I felt like he was strong or some shit. Like
he was pretty good with the gun.
He had like the basic human level powers, but he was on a different scope. Not to say that Samuel Jackson can't do that.
But he doesn't really get his hands dirty. Just that one time in like...
He doesn't.
What was that movie?
And I'm concerned about his age. Yeah. I'm concerned about his age. Not gonna
lie. He's old.
He's getting pretty old.
Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not like he's doing stunts.
But the Nick Fury of the comic book would be doing stunts. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, in the comic book, Nick Fury is at a different level. I'm concerned about what Samuel L. Jackson can do. Physically, but I know
I have no concerns. I have faith in Samuel L. Jackson.
Faith in Samuel L. Jackson can deliver the acting, but they definitely have a stunt double.
Hell yeah. It's going to be me.
The hell?
I want to get hired by Marvel, dude. I've been putting on my resume.
Like, you can't swim.
If you can grow the beard he's got in that trailer, then okay,
I can
maybe.
Grow a beard, bro. Don't let this clean shaven face fool you. Okay. My beard looks sick as fuck. And swimming, dude, it's all CGI. They'll put me on a green screen and be like, nadando, dude. Straight up perfect. Anyways, let's get off me for a moment. Let's go talk about Mando, bro.
Nah, Mando season 3 trailer. Dude, that shit was fucking dope.
It was.
He got kicked out of the Mandalorians.
Dude, but... spoilers. I love that, though.
Yeah, he's a fuck him.
That sets him up. No, it sets him up. Now he has to go redeem himself. And where is he going to go do that? At the fucking world. Like, the world where they came from. Like
Mandalore?
Yeah, they're going to Mandalore.
Wait, that bitch blew up, right?
They got attacked. Say it got bombed. Like the Nazis bombed fucking.
Dude, there's a lot more Mandalorians that are like, did you think your dad was the only one? And I was like, what the fuck? Who's this?
Yeah, no, so I'm all about that. Not only are we seeing more Mandalorians, they're going to Mandalore. He's accepted Grogu into his tribe, and Grogu can now.
Grogu said, I will not be a Jedi.
Oh, I didn't watch a Book of Boba Fett. I heard that he gets Grogu back in that show.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I didn't watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, live action.
We just... Rob was disappointed. Show for you, huh?
I heard Book of Boba Fett was like, meh.
It was pretty.
It turned out it to be
upper mid.
I heard the
Mandalorian
best,
season 2.5.
I was gonna say I heard the best episode was the Mandalorian.
Hell yeah, dude.
Mandalorian season 2.5, bro. It was sick.
Up until like it was episode 4 or episode 5 when he came out, dude. Oh man, I was so happy that song came out. That fucking
intro like, song. Oh, it's
I
so
was
good.
Like, thank God, dude. Thank God. Not that Boba Fett wasn't doing it for me. It was just not the vibes.
So yeah, I was fucking can't wait. And the last thing that we're gonna talk about, D23, Indiana Jones movie was announced.
I'm actually not. I don't give a fuck. I'm just gonna put it out
yo,
there.
Yo, have you guys? You guys saw the fourth one, right?
No.
The Crystal Skull Kingdom.
Was Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, no. It was not great.
Yeah, I watched that one. That was sucked.
I did
it
not.
It was not great.
Dude, wait, you want to talk about someone being too old to act? What the fuck?
Harrison Ford, yeah.
Dude, he's gonna fall over.
He is.
He's also like grumpy all the time too.
Yeah, I'm honestly not a big Indiana Jones fan.
His time has come. His time is. He's 80 years old. He ain't doing his stunts.
No, he's got to be like.
He's gonna show up once.
He's gonna be like a librarian, and he's gonna be like a new Indiana Jones.
Okay, pop quiz question: how many wives do you think Harrison Ford has had?
10.
I'm gonna go with 4.
It's 3.
Ah, you're close, dude.
Yeah, but I was still over.
You know what? 3 that he's acknowledged. 10 that he's.
That was crazy. Yeah, fucker's 80 years old. Goddamn.
Does he have children?
Oh yeah, he's got fucked. He's got three wives,
dude,
bro.
He's
what
got
the fuck?
22
bro,
children.
I don't know. Yo, sometimes they don't want children. I don't know.
Hey, he's got 4 kids.
Only 4 kids?
Yeah.
That's not impressive at all. If you were like,
oh, I lied. This one, no, he has 5 kids. One of them had a really short name. He's got 5 kids. My bad. Fuck, dude. I was like, what's more to do in Indiana Jones? Dude, he's been fighting Nazis too, like.
Bro, Ark of the Covenant, the freaking Temple of Doom.
He's going to be fighting the Proud Boys in this new season. He's going to be a movie, dude. We find somebody, dude.
Hopefully. It'd be easy. You should do a Budweiser trap or something. It'd be crazy. Get them all.
Oh, my God.
It's not Budweiser. It's Blue Ribbon.
Blue Ribbon.
Blue Paps or whatever it is. Okay, well, that was the D23 announcement.
A lot of shit went down, and that's just like the shows.
Dude, there's a lot of shit that went down that they told people you can't show anybody, you can't talk about later. So like, Ironheart had some exclusive content there, and some other shit had some exclusive content. You're like, that they didn't put out into the world.
Damn,
bastards.
I know. Who the fuck do they think they are?
Yeah, what the hell?
Disneyland? Disney?
Aren't we their audience? Come on now.
I know. You're out here trying to do a nice favor for somebody. You're welcome,
dude,
Disney.
We're trying to promote your
sons
shit.
Of bitches. Come on, guys. Anyway, well, move on.
You're gonna cancel this, dude. You guys talking shit about the biggest organization in the world.
Hey, any press is good press.
Dude, Mickey Mouse is gonna come into his apartment and fuck us all up.
I got a crew. It's fine.
He's in the flick crew. That's it, dude. Nah, Crew's in jail right now, guys.
Yeah, dude. He's literally pissed off. He's in jail.
You know that song that they play when you they when
the cage bird sings? That's him right now.
That's that commercial about like all the animals that are, you know, are going to be put down. And
oh,
like that.
Yeah.
What that song, that sad ass fucking song.
Yeah, that's playing right
ASPCA?
Now.
It's playing right now. As
that I just gave him peanut butter. He's fine.
Dude, and it was low cal peanut butter, so it wasn't that good. He's over there.
What
just,
do you mean? It was regular Skippy.
So if you want to come and save Crew from Greg's evil hands,
then give us all the content, Disney.
That'd be dope.
Yeah,
would be dope.
All right, moving on to House of Dragon. Oh, Myra, let me know. The reason that fool got cut by the throne is that's the way the throne is rejecting him as king. Which, honestly, everyone should reject that fool as king. He sucks.
I don't think he sucks, dude. I don't think he's...
He's getting better, but, like, he's not a powerful king. He's
like,
kind of
he's not a shitty king, but
everyone has influenced him to make his decisions.
Right. And I would not say so, though. Because he stood up against that one dude who gave him the spear. He said... He pretty much told him back the fuck off.
Okay, that dude. He's
and
like,
then he stood up for another occasions. I don't think he's a bad king. He's just not like. He doesn't.
Bad king.
He doesn't set out to do things. He's more reactive than proactive in that sense. But I don't think he's a shitty king. A shitty king is fucking Jeremy, dude. That motherfucker was crappy. I was glad when he got poisoned.
Oh, so basically, the episode opens up with a Daemon making a dramatic fucking entrance, like a diva. He comes in, he's wearing a crown, and then he brings out a sword, and everyone's like, ooh, shit's about to go down. Everyone just let him walk right up to the king, even though he got exiled already. I'm like, dang, that's crazy. And then he's like, here, for the throne. He gave him a sword. And I was like, all that dramatic, just to give him...
You have to do... Damien's a diva.
He's a diva.
But this episode got down, bro. I was actually happy about this episode. It was probably my really? Favorite one. Hell yeah.
The sex episode?
Hell yeah.
The orgy episode?
Dude.
Of course it would be
the Real talk, though. The only reason why we like Game of Thrones is because of the drama, the betrayal, and all this fucked up thing, bro. We wouldn't watch this show if it was all clean edge, not fucked up. The fact that he did what he did in this episode was what we were hoping for to see. Because we all know the end game.
Were we hoping to see that?
Yeah. Dude, the end game is the Mad King, right?
Yeah.
That's who we want to see. The Mad King was made because of shit like this. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I was...
Rob, you haven't seen it, right?
Prolonging the story. It's getting to that point.
Spoilers for you, Rob, right now. Damon, he took his niece to a sex shop.
Oh.
A brothel.
Yep, that sounds about right. Yeah.
And then he tried to get jiggy with her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they made out. Yeah, they made out.
They made out.
Is this the same family as Daenerys? Yeah. Yeah, dude, it makes sense.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, we don't know if there was anything, if there was actual, like, coitus?
No, he dipped out. He got drunk and found what she called, in quotes, another whore.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say another whore.
Yeah, not me. But
let's break it up into that point, right?
Sure, she's a nice young lady.
So he...
sex worker's good.
He takes Rhaenyra to this brothel, right? I like that. I like it because of two things.
It's kind of like Aladdin when the Jasmine went out to the...
No, not like Aladdin. Aladdin showed her the world. This guy showed her...
Well, that's when she met Aladdin, fool. She
this, guy, to... this guy showed her his pants. Like, mira, mija. No, that was not like Aladdin.
What do you think? We think show her the world means.
She broke
don't
out.
Don't ruin Aladdin for me, right?
She broke out and she went in the street. She went to go converse with the common people, peasants, if you will.
Yeah.
So that was dope. Everyone called her young man. I was like, that shit's funny.
See, breaking this up, dude, and breaking it up to that point, Rhaenyra, like, she's given freedom and she does things up like for her own of her own will.
Yeah, she don't give a fuck about nothing but her.
Nothing, dude. Not about the consequences, about anything. She just gave in to her desire, right? Mm. So I know we've been giving Damon shit because, dude, it's your niece. Like, oh, you sick fuck. But hey, let's point out the obvious. It takes two to tango. That didn't look like rape, dude. That was Rhaenyra saying, hey, I'm down for this shit.
I know what you're saying. Like, she was all for it, which I was like, girl, set yourself some standards real quick. There's more people in the world.
Yeah.
Don't let it be influenced by all her family ties do some weird shit. Apparently, everyone knows it too.
Oh, no, yeah. And see.
Thank God Damon got drunk and went somewhere else.
And the second thing I like about this shit, though, is that, like, both of them said fuck. They said fuck everything, dude.
Yeah, Damon don't give a fuck about nothing but him.
Like, let's
he's carrying the fucking show.
Let's be real, dude. They both went into a public place to do a private act. And they really didn't think that they were going to get caught. Like, they really went in there saying, I'm not going to get caught.
I know, dude. With their hair, now you're
getting
caught,
bro. With their fucking hair, dude. It's like, come on, dude.
Like, wait, is Damon the one played by Doctor Who?
Yes.
Guy from Morbius?
He's Doctor Who to me. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm placing pieces
when together. I'm not going to lie. In the beginning of the show, he looked like maybe, in his 30s?
Yeah.
And in those 3 years, I swear to God, he aged 20 years.
He went to war, bro.
He fought crab people.
Crab people?
That's what I fucking said.
Crabs or like with claws?
No, none of the two. Maybe the first one. Maybe it had an STD or something. Shit.
Maybe the second one too, dude.
But they fought a group of people that were
dragon got down.
That were torture their victims with by letting crabs eat them. So they would nail them to a post in the middle on the beach, and then they would. Their wounds would draw in the crabs, and the crabs would eat their flesh alive.
It's kind of sick.
It's kind of
sick. Dude, you should watch the dragon got down, bro.
Oh, like burning?
Dude, actually, dragons are actually in the show. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was in Game of Thrones, too, but like...
Not like this.
Yeah, this is crazy. Because Game of Thrones, it was later on in the seasons.
That's right.
Yeah.
Overall, though, like, that first part of the show was really fucking cool.
It was good.
We saw Daemon come in. Give him the crown, right? He could have said, fuck you, I'm breaking off. Like, it would have been horrible because he was surrounded by a bunch of people. It
yeah.
Over. But the fact that he came back, he's playing the long run, dude. He's playing the long game. He's trying to kiss up to Viserys.
Because, yeah, you know Viserys got that big-ass weak spot for him.
No, because we know everybody up until now that is in the inner circle, knows that Viserys' sickness is getting bad.
Yep.
He's losing fucking digits off his hands, like.
Yeah, he's got the big ass thing on his back.
He can't count to 10. Let's put it that way.
That sucks.
He's got a third butt cheek. I'm not gonna lie.
Yep.
That's nasty.
It is nasty.
He got third butt cheek.
Now let's break down the second half of the show.
Thank God.
They got caught, bro.
Oh, dude, hold on. You missed one part when Damon left her high and dry. She just went back to her place, and she's like, I'm fucking pissed.
Right, that's the second half. So up until Damon, putting... they grinded on each other. It was, like, weird.
I try not to watch.
Like, he was about to... I feel like he wanted to do it, and then he has, like, performance issues or some shit, and he said no. I'm not sure if it was his conscience saying, hey, that's your niece. You fucking saw her when she was 12, or if it was, like, I don't know. He left, right? Second half, she goes back, and she says, "No, fuck this. I'm gonna get mine, dude." And then she bangs the her guard, but
her personal guard.
I saw that coming, nice. Dude. That's been like, yeah.
You know what the funniest part is? We didn't see that fool for the rest of the episode.
No,
she tooted it and booted it.
Yep. Respect. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he was like, "No, we can't." And then it really didn't take much convincing after that.
And you know what, dude? Nobody.
I can't believe she took his helmet though.
Nobody gives that him any shit though.
No one.
No one. He still banged an underage girl, dude. Tom's
insane. Oh, he's old too?
Hell yeah. Okay. He's like 20. He's like, what, 24?
He's
20s.
He's saying he's his 20s.
I would say so. Age. No, I mean, hell yeah. And they're not related, so that's a big plus. I mean, I feel
huge.
Like, I feel like that's,
Yeah. I feel like that's going to be down the road. It's going to cause a problem. Like, when
the guard's going to die.
But you see, this is what we want, though. We want that drama. We want that tension. That like love triangle type of shit.
I don't care about that. I just want dragons,
bro. Oh, bro, then you don't know Game of Thrones.
That's why I stopped watching.
All that is what makes you want to tune in the next week.
Yeah, dude, Game of Thrones is like one third just like the weird incest like drama shit.
All my favorite characters die. That's why I stopped
watching.
Exactly,
dude. Game of Thrones makes you connect to a character. You're like, this guy is my fucking favorite character. He's about to have a kid. Yo. He has a wolf. Next thing you know, get stabbed in the fucking throat.
Red Wedding.
Yeah, Red Wedding. I was like, half of my favorite characters died.
Yup.
It was so good. I like it.
But see,
Purple Wedding was just even better.
Unbelievable.
My wedding was the best.
I gave a great speech.
You all got fucked up.
That's fair. That is fair.
I gave a great speech.
Yeah. It was a great speech.
Hey, dude, my wedding was pretty dope.
It was pretty nice, actually. Yeah.
I keep forgetting you gotta get married.
Yeah, dude. You were there.
I wasn't.
But we all flew out and everything.
I wasn't sober for most of it.
Yeah, he wasn't sober. But yeah, we're on an island. It was dope.
It was dope.
It was sick as fuck.
The luau was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Anyways.
It's like you all were there now.
Dude, yeah, bro. I think.
And then immediately after that, Otto snitched.
Yep. See, and I think that was telling of Otto. Because Otto showed his hand way too early.
I've been telling episodes, someone should punch that fool in the face.
So Otto is like the king's hand, right? Mm-hmm. And the king's wife died. He pretty much gave the king his daughter to become the new queen, right? So he's now trying to gain favor, right? Viserys, the king now, doesn't have a male heir. He has Rhaena, who he's made his heir, but she's a female. And unlike us on this show that don't hate women, they do hate women.
Oh, wow.
But the new queen gave Viserys, the king, a male heir. He's 2 years old. And Otto is trying to make him the new heir because he's a male. Point being, though, Otto showed his hand by telling the king what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he should have played it as set somebody else up to tell the king what happened. Because the king heard your brother and your daughter were seen at a brothel getting down and dirty. So the king was pissed. And he pretty much, like, disowned Otto.
Well, it took a little bit after he talked to Rhaenyra and be like, yeah, you're right. This fool is like, every chance he gets, he's trying to push himself along.
Yeah.
And then eventually, thank God, this finally fucking happened. He fired Otto.
He did.
Thank fucking God. But you know what? You can't just fire him and walk away. You got to kill that fool.
Yeah.
This time here, you got to double tap.
Yeah.
You can't just fire somebody and think they'd be cool with it.
So you think he's going to get his head chopped off pretty soon?
No, I think he let Otto go.
I think Otto is going to end up
He's going to give out some secrets.
Yeah,
espionage.
No,
Is he smart like one character in the Game of Thrones? I forgot his name.
I don't think
he's Otto... He's that one character that's smart, is always a dick the whole time. He's that guy.
I don't think Otto is going to give out secrets. I think Otto is going to... He's still in a position of power.
Yeah, now Otto's grandkid is his male.
Yeah, so he's going to do anything and everything possible down the road for sure to make that little boy king. So by him not killing Otto, you're making a powerful enemy because he still has pull in the
kingdom. His son could be king. Yeah. His grandson could be king.
That's pretty sick.
And this abuelo is fucked up. He's gonna make sure his son is king.
Yeah.
Okay.
But another thing that happened, Daemon went up to Viserys. He got called to the throne room.
Yeah, they dragged his ass there, drunk as fuck.
And he demanded his niece as a wife. He put it out there.
That was awkward time. And he's like, "No, we already fucked. It's fine."
What?
Did they fuck?
No, they didn't fuck. He was just trying to tell him a lie. Like, hey, you shouldn't do it anyway.
He's trying to be like, we consummated the marriage that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, and he's trying to tell him, like, because Viserys was like, who's going to want her now? And he was like, well, just wed her to me. And I was like, God damn, this fool is taking, he's playing chess.
Yeah.
Man, they like to keep things within
the family. But then finally, at the end of the episode, everyone finally asked her, so what really happened, Rhaenyra? That would have saved so many steps.
No, that's too easy, though. The guy moved the plot forward.
But she ended up lying. She lied to her best friend. Who I was happy to see.
She kind of lied, but yeah, she didn't fuck him.
I was happy to see.
She fucked somebody,
yeah,
but she didn't fuck him.
But I was happy to see her that relationship get better.
Her best friend,
yeah, like she.
Oh, dude, she came up pressing her, bro. Dude, I was like, this queen's about to get fucking.
Well, yeah, she's still the queen, but I'm happy. So the queen now was Rhaenyra's best friend in the first episode.
Yeah, they're the same age.
They're the same age, right?
Okay,
but. And I feel bad for her too, man, because she's super young, getting fucked by some dude that's like, God.
They had a really creepy scene. Oh my God, it was creepy.
It was a sex scene.
And I think just talking about Game of Thrones shows in general is just creepy. We just got to roll with it.
Yeah, no, but it was a sex scene, and they're having sex, and like, she's just taking it, and it's not anything pleasurable. And then in comparison, you see Rhaenyra's sex scene, and she's full out enjoying it. So.
Because she's the one who like initiated.
Right, it. Yeah. So it really sucks the comparison of the two because you're like, I mean, it should always be like Rhaenyra, but it was definitely not for her. So, it was just an awkward moment.
It was awkward as fuck. Yeah, that was crazy. And then in the episode, Rhaenyra is talking to her dad, and she did the thing no one ever thought she'd do. She agreed to wed someone. The Snee Snakes. The Prince of the Snee Snake, some shit like that. Forgot his name.
Then I go what happened.
But I like those fools. I like those fools.
I like them too.
Those are the only people I like so far.
That's how you know they're going to die pretty soon.
Yep.
Oh, hell yeah.
Don't like them, dude.
Yeah.
Overall, though, it was crazy, man. They gave Rhaenyra a plan B. They gave her like...
Yeah, they did. Some OG plan B. Yeah. And they said, here's this drink.
Just drink it. And
to drink it. Yeah, and then wash away your sins. Yeah. Wash away your sins.
I was like...
Wow.
And I was like, OG plan B. And I was like...
Christian ordered 2 bottles of that shit yesterday. After
that. Oh, I believe it.
I'm just told her body, her choice to let her do it.
Yeah.
But then, and that's how the episode ended. We don't know if she took it or not.
Oh, okay.
But so much shit went down this episode, bro. Like, it was crazy, man.
It was directed by a woman, too.
As it should. Did you guys see the snippet of, like, the next episode?
Yes and no. I think I was getting up and moving, but...
Dude, that fucking snippet, it sets up. It looks like Viserys is gonna die. I mean, we've all known it because he's sick.
He didn't get a tetanus shot. Yeah, he's gonna die.
But he's gonna die within these next 2 episodes for damn sure. Secondly,
dude, he's looked like shit from episode 2.
There's gonna be a divide in the kingdom, dude. Those who back
the boy,
and those who back Rhaenyra.
What's the boy's name?
I don't know. Pendejo.
Mocoso. Yeah, Mocoso. Yeah, go that one.
Let's go with Mocoso. So those who back up Mocoso and Otto, and those who back Rhaenyra and Daemon, because that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to marry this. Or if she does, it's not going to be a long marriage.
Right.
Like, Daemon's going to have her. Like, that's going to happen.
I don't like the way you said that.
It was a little creepy.
Well, that's what's going to happen. Dude, he's going to have her, and I don't think Rhaenyra cares. I think she wants
it to happen. She's like, she's low-key down.
Low-key?
She wants a power, huh? That's all she cares about.
She doesn't care about power.
She doesn't.
That was high key, like, I want you too. Like, it wasn't like...
It was. She was in on it. She was like...
All in on it, dude.
Yeah.
She was disappointed because it didn't happen. She
really?
Was. Yeah. Yep.
Damn. That's... So okay, I'm going to watch the show for sure.
I was like, okay. Wait. I mean, don't watch it for that, dude. Watch it
for that. No. I'm talking about the plot points here, guys.
You got on that episode. I'm going to watch this episode for sure, that scene.
Well, another episode comes out in 2 weeks. Oh, no, 2 days. Yeah, 2 days.
Anyways, House of Dragons build-up is awesome. I like the fact that we're finally getting more drama, more of this fucking Game of Thrones type of shit. So I'm excited for it, man.
Dragons killing people.
And then...
so many people.
Oh yeah. Dude, the dragons look sick.
A lot better than... Game of Thrones dragons look pretty pretty cool. I won't lie.
No, they're pretty good. They're pretty good dragons.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to She-Hulk.
Yeah, and that was the episode of She-Hulk. Moving on to Ring of Fire. All right, that concludes our episode.
All right, see you tomorrow. All right, no, for real. She-Hulk, though, yeah. I have, like, 5 bullet points.
Dude, this episode was...
Is this the one that was supposed to... So, I had not caught up on this last episode. Is this supposed to be the one Daredevil coming out?
No.
Do you think so?
I've been counting down the weeks, dude.
Hey, I will tell you, though. We saw his helmet.
Yup.
That's all you see? All right.
So far.
It's gold.
This episode... Dude, it was like the shortest one. It's like 20 minutes.
These episodes in general are just short.
Dude, yeah. Okay, that's what we've been saying. They've been short.
But this episode was shorter than the rest. And it was
We didn't get Wongers.
Because...
No Wongers.
No Madison with a Y.
Madison, two N's.
But you know who we got, dude?
Is that where you think it is?
We were supposed to... I was mad because the episode was titled New Suit.
Yeah.
New suit?
Yeah.
So does she get a new suit?
She gets it made. We don't see it.
She gets fitted for a new suit.
That's
let's bring down this episode, right? Titania is suing her because... She trademarked She-Hulk. Titania did. And this whole episode is about her finally acknowledging her identity as a She-Hulk and her accepting it. But in doing so, they go to court and she has to demean herself by... parading all these men that she dated.
Yeah, that's
as
how
She-Hulk.
She proved like she was using the name She-Hulk. So those fools that were on her dates all went and be like, "Yeah, no, she said her name was She-Hulk." And they're like, "Would you date She-Hulk or Jennifer Walters?" And they're like, "Who? I don't want to say. I'm not trying to be rude, but Jennifer Walters not really my type."
And it's
what a fucking asshole.
Yeah, no, it was a shitty moment because it's like, damn, these motherfucking dudes are.
Hey, I was talking to Joe from Nerds with Accents on Twitter. And he's really digging She-Hulk so far, the show. And his name is like, "Hey, y'all gotta give She-Hulk, my baby mama, some love." And I was like, "Hey, fool, I gotta know. Would you swipe right on Jennifer Walters?"
Well, what did he say?
He said, "It'd just be She-Hulk, bro. They're making Tatiana Maslany look frumpy on purpose. Not really his type, but She-Hulk is his type."
I like it.
And I was like, "Yeah, dude. When she's in that suit in human form, looks like me when I was in 13 wearing my dad's suit."
It is pretty funny, though. It is pretty funny.
But that's all on purpose, though. They're trying to show her that she's still trying to figure out who she is, right? But this episode, dude, she goes to her best friend finds the person who makes superhero outfits, you can say.
Yeah.
And he makes her 2 suits.
Yeah.
One for work and one for...
He said
for superhero. So. Yeah.
She didn't ask for a superhero one. She didn't even want it.
Yeah. But he made it.
That sounds right.
The thing is, though, like, we don't see it.
Yeah, they didn't even fucking show it.
It was the biggest tease ever.
I was so mad. I waited
30
minutes.
Don't fucking title the episode
"New Suit."
Minutes.
It did not.
You should call it "The Making of the Suit," and we're going to fuck you over.
They should have put a question mark. The new suit? Question mark. No.
So, but you don't see the new superhero suit, but you see her new, like, her courtroom everyday suit?
Yeah, no, we don't see any of that.
You don't see any of that.
We don't even see that one. No, we see her in her regular suit. Don't fit.
Dude, and then when this Taylor was introduced, I'm like, I bet you anything, that's how you're going to tie in Daredevil. Like,
I
bet you anything.
Based on what you're saying, I'm assuming it's the same guy for Daredevil.
Yeah,
that's the guy who makes all the suits for all, like, the street level suits.
Yeah, and the cool thing was that at the end, you do see his helmet, his mask.
Okay.
And that was cool, and I was happy about that. Sorry, guys. Happy about that, but it's like...
Yeah, that was dope.
I wanted more, dude.
It could be so much fucking faster.
I don't even care. Like, the episode starts off good, and they can do more with Law. Like, this isn't the first
the cases
superhero
aren't very good.
Law show. Daredevil did it, right? They can do the same thing and give us both Law, a courtroom, and superhero stuff. It's just they're not diving deep into either or.
Yeah, I found that for the show, like, I like the sort of, I guess you call it, quirkiness and, like, the fourth wall breaking.
Yeah,
but, like,
I love that.
What Greg just said is, like, or what you just said, too, is the cases, the cases could be, like, meatier and better for her. Like,
yeah.
The whole thing right now, but this episode, talking about, like, the whole trademarking of She-Hulk, like, I don't I don't care about
Dude, I didn't give a fuck about that guy getting the Tindler Swindler out there.
Yo, the case that they teased, I think it was the end of the first or second episode, with, like, Abomination, I was like, oh, yeah. And then when they actually did, like, the whole law, I was like, I don't know. It felt like it'd be a lot better.
Yeah, Wonger should have went to jail.
Dude,
Wonger should have gone to jail.
They could be doing things where, like, we get introduced to new heroes, right, that accidentally hurt people or kill people or are being sued for some bullshit, or even new villains that she's got to defend.
It could have been, like, the Bullies.
They can be doing a lot more things with the introduction of new characters or just doing different
things for the jokes. The mediocre jokes right now, bro.
But the fact that they're doing, like, these weak-ass cases, dude, it's like...
Or, like, the whole thing with, like, Wonger is, like, having to sue that magician who failed out of freaking
school.
He could
have took that shit off of him so quick.
Yeah, he was like, nah, dude. Like, but he wanted to make it an example or something like that. I was like, okay, this is kind of... I don't know. But the cases have not been great.
They haven't. And
the only really redeeming thing is, like, is the She-Hulk. And
you know what, dude? Even the writers knew, like, yeah, we know we can't write, like, good, like, courtroom stuff for superheroes because, like, they said they wanted to originally make it more in the courtroom. And I was like, oh, my God.
They should have just led with that.
I don't care if it's more courtroom or only courtroom. If that's only the courtroom, that's fine. Make the cases substantial. Mm-hmm. Make them, like, mean something. Like, she could be representing so many different people or characters
anything. I also think that's kind of the point, because I feel like the character herself is, like, she's getting on these cases, and, like, even in She-Hulk form, she's like, okay, I guess, like, I can work with this. Because, like, the only reason why she got hired at that firm was because she was a superhero.
Right, to start off in, like, what, the superpowered human division or whatever the fuck? Like, dude, you could do more. Like,
so much more.
Like, I like...
go after those Accords.
I like the premise of...
That's what they should have done.
Go after the Accords, bro.
They should have been after the Accords this whole time. Oh, that would have been so much better.
I'm telling you, dude, we're smarter than we look.
Overall, though,
I'm disappointed. I don't know where the fuck Hulk's at. They just teased fucking left.
I mean, we know people are saying online about that, right?
He's going back to Sakaar,
and, like, that's where we're gonna get, like, World War Hulk from. Because, like,
yeah, because imagine they're like, you know what, we fucked up in Ragnarok, we got to go back.
I wouldn't say they fucked up in Ragnarok.
That was World Breaker Hulk, bro.
Yeah. But coming back to this Hulk, I don't know. She-Hulk is not doing it for me. I really want her entertainment to fight. I want her to fight somebody.
Who's their villain supposed to be then, dog?
Titania? We don't know. No. There is a villain. There is a villain. Remember, she got attacked by somebody. Maybe
those four dudes?
Yeah.
And they couldn't
Do anything to her, though.
Right, but they reference a boss. Like, they reference somebody else. Is it Titania? Is it somebody
you think
above
it's gonna
them?
Be Fisk?
I hope so.
Like, Fisk is going to be, like, the street level, like, Thanos.
Fisk would have been smarter.
That's true.
But Fisk is mostly on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I would want somebody on the West Coast. Let's keep it West Coast. You know, let's bring out a villain out here.
We need one.
And I mean, Fisk is kind of weak
so
in
far,
comparison
the villain's
to
my property
She-Hulk.
Manager.
Yeah, but, like, if I recall, like, Fisk is, like, has an abnormally, like, really good strength.
But not She-Hulk strength.
Yeah, no, not that strength. So, yeah, dude, we're waiting for it to get good. What, only 4 episodes left now? So... we'll see what fucking happens. Yeah, we have so many questions. No Hulk. Wongers is done. Daredevil. We saw his helmet. Are we going to see him in a case? Is he going to be in the opposition? Don't know what's going to happen.
I hope so. Like Daredevil versus She-Hulk in the case?
Aren't they both defense?
Yes.
I think she's prosecuting.
Oh, is she a prosecutor?
No, she's defense as well. Fuck.
They both defense, huh?
Yeah.
Someone's got to switch up.
Maybe tag team courtroom.
I don't know. Dude, it's just, she hasn't smashed anything but that dude from Tinder.
Yeah, yes, she did.
fuck that
last
guy
episode,
too,
she smashed somebody.
Okay, well, that was pretty much She-Hulk because we got 20 minutes of not seeing her suit.
Show me the suit.
So, Rings of Fire, bro.
# show me
Rings
the suit.
Of power.
Show me the suit. Show me the suit. Is it Rings of Fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been saying Rings of Fire. Like, yeah. That's Johnny Cash, huh?
Is it?
Yeah, Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire.
It's Ring of Power?
Yeah. Rings of Power. I haven't. It's funny because I think I will.
Damn,
will
dude!
Like
and you call yourself a podcaster?
It's Rings of Power.
It's okay. We can edit it out. It's fine.
It's fine, dude. Nobody's watching this fucking show, anyways. Dude, we're 4 episodes in. And it's been a waste of 4 hours.
It's a slow build up.
You know, it's fucking shame because I really wanted it to be good, but the cinematics are fucking impeccable.
Yeah, when,
are they really?
When they do
fucking
impeccable,
dude. I'm like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
But it's been a really.
You know
slow
how bad She-Hulk looks? This is the opposite.
Yeah, She-Hulk's not like good. I'm kind of intimidated by Rings of Power, though, a little bit, because, like, Lord of the Rings movies are just heavy.
I don't know nobody's name.
So, it is like Lord of the Ring based, where, like, in the movie, right, you get 2 hours of, like, build-up and talking and journey, like, and then, like, 1 hour of battle.
Yeah.
This episode is like that, broken down into, like, episodes. So, it's, like, 45 minutes of talking and storyline, and then, like, 10 minutes of, like, battle. Like, or a five-minute battle scene.
Okay.
But to Greg's point, I do like the show because it is a lot of story, and I do like the storytelling. I just want more action to keep me engaged.
It is, yeah, it's paced terribly.
Like, it's they're doing a lot of build-up, as they should, because Lord of the Rings is just, or Tolkien did a great job by building this world, but he did it so heavily. Like, there's so much history to it.
There's, like, 9 storylines going on right now.
Yeah, so Lord of the Rings takes place in the Third Age, right? Of men.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the Second Age of men, right? So we're getting a lot of characters that they reference in the first Lord of the Rings, and a lot of us, like, towers and
locations. Yeah, like some of the shit Gimli would talk about with the dwarves, how they... the dwarf shit looks fucking sick.
Yeah, so they're trying to build up on that, but it's being done so slowly.
So slowly.
It's hard to, like...
Slow builds.
It is.
Yeah, maintain.
Dude, literally, like, watching paint dry right now, bro.
Dude, I watched it during work yesterday. Don't tell my boss, but I was during work. And goddamn, dude, I felt like it was the entire day. Like, I would pause it when I had to work on something. But I think I started at 8 o'clock. I was done with it by 2 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, shit, like, this episode's fucking long.
Hey, what happened in the episode?
It was episode 4.
So nothing happened?
No, like, one of the main characters, an elf, gets released by orcs, right?
He's my favorite fucking character.
So
he's the only one that's actually killed somebody.
To kind of catch everybody up to speed, we can do a quick little recap. This is the scene where Sauron is not as powerful yet. He's more... They defeated his master.
Right.
Right. The elves are going back home. They think they've won. Humans are on the come up. Dwarves are really like the... Dwarves and elves are like the set races, right? The powerful races.
Oh, that's sick. Dwarves are a powerful race?
Yeah.
Right.
As of now, they're not hidden in their mountains. They're out and about, right? Half-foots are like hobbits. They're not. They don't call themselves hobbits yet, but they're hobbit-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one potential wizard who I've been doing research on, and it may not even be the three wizards that I referenced last episode. It might be a blue wizard.
A
blue wizard.
I think there's 2 blue wizards.
Right, and this might be one of the first blue wizards, and blue wizards are just like...
He had a dope intro.
Yeah, he did. He fell off the sky.
He fell off the sky.
Anyways, up until now, though, orcs were quote unquote defeated, but there's signs of them coming back.
Yeah, we see them.
And the whole up until the whole story, 4 episodes have been like the dwarves are coming back, or the orcs are coming back, and they're doing so at night. They're killing human villages, but nobody's reacting quick enough.
No,
none of the men's kingdoms, which is just one, I think, that we know of, are out there.
Dude, the kingdoms look sick as shit.
Yeah, yeah. But it's pretty much like where the story's taking place. That's Mordor. It's what's going to become of Mordor.
Okay.
Before Sauron took over, it used to be populated by people. You see, beautiful, but
dude, it looks nice. Everything. Like all the shit that's like in ruins in Lord of the Rings. It's not in ruins.
It's not in ruins. Yeah. It's so before the ruins. Yeah.
So somebody said, and I've been reading up on this, that the guy that the blue wizard that fell off is Sauron himself.
Ooh.
So Sauron's story is that when he first landed on Middle Earth, he fell off. He fell from the sky because they thought he was a god, but he corrupted everything, right? And he was mad. He was powerful in magic.
Dude, he did. He made that one fool break his ankle.
Yep. And he did kill the fireflies.
Oh, yeah.
He brought them in.
That son of a bitch.
So the wizard brought in fireflies, and they all reacted like... It looked beautifully, right, in the show, but then they all died.
Oh, wow.
So it almost... Sauron is very, like Lucifer-ish. Where he's like, he was a
dark death and shit.
Well, he was a beautiful angel that fell up from the grace of God, and he, you know, became...
Is that like his legitimate origin story? Like he's an angel?
Sauron?
Yeah.
Well, that's... He's kind of like an angel,
like a wizard that went bad?
Yeah, exactly. And Tolkien, used a lot of mythology, Christianity to influence his writing, so I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, and this one, we're not following a ring, we're following a sword, right?
Yeah, Sauron's sword.
Sauron's sword. That's what we're following. Like, that's the new ring. Like, in Lord of the Rings, they're following the ring.
So the orcs are trying to capture that sword.
It's a crazy sword.
to there's like five characters, right? You have this male elf. There's like a shit ton of characters.
Elrond.
So like, why is it called Rings of Power? Oh, because, it's getting built up to the rings. Okay, okay.
So this is up until that final battle, and then we do get to meet a young, I can't say his name. Isildur. Isildur, the guy from Aragorn's like forefather.
Oh,
Elrond.
What? Yeah, the guy that killed the that killed Sauron.
Yeah.
And gets the Ring of Power.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets like the Ring of Man, right?
Keep going down.
Elrond? Mm-hmm. Not Elrond.
It's Isildur or some shit like that. Keep going down.
Let's see. So like this show is just has to end with like the rings being formed and like that final battle, right? Like that's what it has to lead to.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Because Isildur is in there, and he hears a voice, like he hears something calling him.
Oh yeah, his name is Isildur. You're right.
Isildur, and Isildur is the guy that kills the Sauron. Right.
He's a kid right now.
Right, he's a kid, and the thing is, right? I think his dad becomes king, because in Lord of the Rings, that's a king.
Yeah, we don't see his dad, huh? Mm-hmm. That's the kid. We don't see his dad.
Yeah.
He tried stabbing. No,
we do. We see his dad. His dad is the knight assigned to walk the female elf.
Oh, that's the dude?
Galindra, yeah.
Okay, they're both in jail together?
No, that's Halbrand. The
so many fucking people.
So it's the older human dude that is her, like, that took her to the library or whatever.
Okay. There's a million fucking people.
There is a lot of people. And they'll have, like, there's no Bob in this fucking story, dude. It's all like,
there's no fucking Damon.
It's all like Bob and Drail.
Durin, I like Durin.
It's got like actual like fantasy names in there.
Yeah. Fucking the dwarves are easy. Durin.
Yeah, thank God.
Rock, pebble.
Stone.
The elves are like.
The elves got
the Landrail. Yeah, the only one I like, Arendir. Arendir? Arendir, is that how you say his name?
It's Orange Deer.
Bro. I don't know. His real name is Ismael Cruz Cordova, so fucking. I'd rather you go by that one.
Vibrana?
Yeah.
Oh, and there's so much more color in this show than...
Isn't that a stupid, ridiculous thing on, like, the internet where people are like, why are there, like, people of color being elves and all that crap? Is that what you guys are referring to?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, to that, you know, comment...
Oh, speaking of...
I don't understand why there's so many people of color when, like, in the books, it never says that there's people of color.
Yeah.
They're all just white. I mean,
do they actually say in the books that they're white?
When they describe the characters, they've never described the character as
skin color.
They do describe skin color, but they use like words like he's peckish or he's pale or okay, something. Okay. So it's never like
okay,
he's not gonna write. Oh, this dude is black,
right?
Or this dude is Mexican. But in this series, there's a lot more people of color, and it's weird because the original Lord of the Ring movies and the books never have a person of color.
I don't think the actual movies really did, huh?
No, not a single fucking one. Dude, they were made in New Zealand. They used New Zealand people, and they were all white, apparently. But in this one, like, there's brown elves, black dwarves, brown dwarves, white dwarves. There's people of color. So it's like, people are saying that they're really just trying to be with the times.
Dude, they literally had a post on Instagram, like, there's no racism in Lord of the Rings. Like, stop being racist, fools.
I was like, yeah, right? There's just freaking dwarves and elves, guys.
If anything, there's just...
Oh, shout out to Little Mermaid. She's black now.
Yeah. I saw that.
Hey, Little Mermaid,
The only racism that exists in the Lord of the Rings are between the actual races, not the actual people.
It's the audience of Lord of the
Rings. No, it's like the dwarves don't like the elves, and the elves don't like the humans. And
nobody likes elves.
It's actual races and not like skin color.
It's not like ethnicity or like, you know, based on a...
Yeah, they're actually fucking different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, they don't like each other. Nobody likes elves. Very common. No one ever likes elves.
Well, you know why?
Yeah,
though, right?
They're all stuck up.
They are.
Yeah.
They're the oldest race.
Okay, what is this the one where, like, the elves used to rule the land?
And yep.
Man came
over. The elves,
wait, I'm thinking of Witcher.
So the elves came over from their land to Middle Earth, and they, dwarves
and man were
still relatively humans. Young.
Yeah. Like,
maybe not the dwarves, but they were so young in their culture, mm-hmm. so they've lived the longest. So I feel like they see them as outsiders, and they clearly don't like them as much.
I'll be honest; I don't think we're gonna see any like real action for like another two episodes.
No, next episode.
I don't think
next episode. The orcs are gonna arrive at the tower where all the humans are at.
Want to put a bet on it?
Yeah, I'll put a bet on it.
Right.
Oh,
next
shit.
Episode. The dwarves.
Can I saw that?
I,
Yeah.
The Carne Asada Quesadilla. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That shit was
totally I am acting good. As witness to this, but...
So this next episode... Let me break it down. This next episode, the orcs will arrive at the tower. And the following episode...
Let me tell you. I know the episode seemed long as fuck, but not a lot happens.
There's going to be a full-out battle, dude. Like, something will happen next episode to set up the battle.
Hey, were the orcs in Lord of the Rings, they, like, vampires? They didn't go in the sun?
Dude, I've been thinking about okay. that all day.
There's vampires in this show?
No. But okay. The orcs in this show cannot be in the sun.
Yeah, the sun, like, burns them. And I was like, was that that wasn't in the Lord of the Rings.
But the orcs in Lord of the Rings were different. There's two types of orcs. There's
fucking created them.
Right.
Yeah.
But the ones that they created, they used elf and, I think, human DNA. So they had other abilities. They were the buff ones, the really big ones.
Yeah, those motherfuckers are crazy.
The small dwarves, I don't think they could be in the sun. And I think that's what these are.
Dude, they got like this one, small like, orcs, the warg. They called it a warg, that dog thing that attacked. Oh. Like, that thing is fucking crazy.
That thing looked like croup, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, dude. There was a warg in the Hobbit trilogy that we don't really talk about, but yeah.
And they had them too in the Lord of the Rings.
In the movie? I don't remember that.
Remember they were riding them as like
horses? Were those wargs?
Yeah, I think okay. so. I think this was like a puppy.
Yeah, those were way fucking bigger in Lord of the Rings. This one's smaller.
Like a smaller. It's like a puppy.
Oh, damn.
And then that evil dude? We got the...
Orin. I think his name is... his name's Orin, the evil...
I think Orin elf? Is elf.
Yeah, he's elf. He's a straight-up elf, not even part orc.
Sorry, I was watching it on my phone, like, trying to hide it, so I didn't see his face too much.
Nah, he's straight-up elf. And, like, the orcs, like, praise him.
Dad, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? So, and he says, send a message for me. He never fucking says a message. And I was like, dude, what the fuck?
We'll hear it later on.
Ah.
That you give up the sword or...
I'm trying to get any win I could get. Just tell me the message now.
The message was, give up and kneel and pledge fealty or die, pretty much.
All right, bet.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And I would kneel down immediately because all they got is one dude with the bow and arrow, bro. The rest of these humans suck.
Dude, oh, they're really? So bad.
They are.
They're humans, though. Humans are always
they,
shit.
They are things. All talk and no... They fuck.
That suck, one main dude. Elf chick, though, that was in jail, dude, she gets down, though.
Hell yeah.
Somehow she would, like, soloed, like, four guards in, like, 3 seconds.
Well...
She Jason Bourne.
To the guards' defense, they're wearing, like, those medieval knight...
Dude, their armor is gigantic.
Armor, and they're like...
They can't really move.
I'm like, no, my man's gonna give them some fucking...
Mobility.
Yeah. Anyways, not much happened. I think this series...
It looks great.
This series is something for fans. You have to be a fan of The Lord of the Rings. And I would wait until every episode...
If you're not a fan, just skip to episode 5.
Really?
I would wait for every episode to come out for you to watch it so you can enjoy it.
Literally watch every other episode, maybe. Yeah.
But it's a slow build, man.
It is. Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's a slow build, I feel like.
Yeah. Well,
and they're long as fuck episodes.
Sounds like it.
So cool. Hey, bro, we're steadily increasing. We're going to hit a year pretty soon of this shit. Full fiction.
We are?
Wow, 1 year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a year old.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, that's all we got, bro, right?
That is all we got. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for hopping on, Roberto.
You can go back to your cave whenever you want. Make sure you take your line with you.
Yeah, yeah, the third line. The third one in the little pack. Don't worry. I'll make sure he's going to get up. Grown and ready to maul.
Alright, that's all we got.
That is all we got. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Until next episode.
Peace!